Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Today I want to talk about music. So what's your favorite kind of music? What kind of music do you like to listen to? 你喜欢听什么样的音乐? 你喜欢听摇滚吗? Do you like to listen to rock music? Do you like to listen to hip-hop or rap? 你喜欢听嘻哈音乐吗? Hip-hop or rap? That has a strong beat to it, and it really pumps you up, right? You can listen to that, and when you're driving, I like to listen to hip-hop when I'm driving. What about heavy metal? Heavy metal music is like really like strong rhythm and guitars and 重金属, right? I think that's how you say that in Chinese, heavy metal. Or do you like to listen to jazz music? 爵士音乐, jazz music. So jazz music is fun to listen to, and a lot of the musicians improvise. So it's a very free kind of music and complicated. I can listen to jazz music for a while, but then my brain just needs to relax and I need to soothe and slow down, and you know, certain kinds of music you can listen to for a long time, and other kinds of music you can only listen to for a couple of minutes, and then you need to change the channel or change the MP3 that you're listening to. Recently, I did an online course where I was listening to cello music. 大提琴, 小提琴. Right, so cello is that, it looks like a giant, big old violin. And during the course, it was about journaling and meditation. 写日记 is journal, and meditation is 打坐. Right, so it was a kind of meditative journaling where you listen to the music in the background as you write. And I really enjoyed it, so I wanted to share that with you. And that kind of music with the cello, and it has, you know, low bass tones, and it's very slow and relaxing and soothing. And that kind of music is great when you want to calm your mind. And for some people, it even helps you focus. 让你集中精神, right? I'm not sure if I said that right, but it allows you to focus your mind. And I know for me, you know, you get busy with everything and all kinds of information coming into my mind. So that kind of slow, smooth music I enjoy because it does have a calming effect and allows you to focus and meditate. Other music hypes you up and gets you really active. Right, and that's good for if you go to the gym and you're working out, or you want to pump yourself up, get energized, get ready. 你觉得怎么样? 你喜欢听什么样的音乐? What do you think? What kind of music do you like to listen to? For me, I think music is definitely tied to emotion. So depending on what kind of feeling I want, you can use music kind of as medicine, right? So if you need more energy and you're tired, maybe drink a coffee, or you put on a track by Pantera, like Walk. Baidu or Google Pantera Walk for you guys from the 90s. That will definitely fire you up. And if you want to calm down, search for some, you know, on YouTube, just search for calming, relaxing music, cello. Okay. And that could be maybe your mind is scattered or you're anxious. And you want to calm down, so you take that music like medicine, and you listen to 10 minutes of some calming music, and next thing you know, your mind is relaxed, you're less stressed, and you can focus. And there's, you know, maybe you're having a romantic dinner and you want to get in the mood, so you play some jazz music. You know, certain jazz music is really hyper, and then other is more relaxing and romantic. So the jazz music that I'm thinking of that comes to mind is with the singer Barry White. Do you know him, Barry White? This is old music, and I don't honestly listen to him that much, but when I think of romantic jazz music, search for Barry White. And yeah, even read the words. He's got some pretty steamy lyrics to his songs, and I would consider that like smooth jazz, I guess. And then if you want instrumental jazz and you don't want words or lyrics, look up John Coltrane. John Coltrane, I think there's something called John Coltrane Midnight. Tabanier. Let's see. Round Midnight. Yeah, that was smooth. And that, you know how old that is? That's from 1957. Miles Davis and John Coltrane, 1957, Round Midnight. Give that a listen. And, you know, that's for the romantic dinner. Or, you know, maybe it helps you spark ideas. You know, does certain music help you be more creative? I remember a long time ago, I was into listening to music. I read something that Baroque music helped you study better and helped you remember things. And there was something called, let me Google it here, Four Seasons, Vivaldi. Yeah, it's played out now, and I know that you've probably heard that too many times, but this was a track that was recommended for studying and memorizing vocabulary. Like, you could play this in the background while you read your textbooks or learn a language or whatever. And that's by Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, Spring, Summer, Autumn, and Winter. And I tried that for a while. It's classical music, Ojo Gudian Inuya, right? And I think that it is also calming and relaxing, and it's not some like certain classical music. Like Beethoven, you know, he has so much emotion, and it's like you might have a storm coming through your mind when you listen to that. So that's not necessarily the best music for studying. Something like Vivaldi and the Baroque music, it's, I guess, the tempo and the rhythm is very regular, and it can be more calming, which is good for studying and focusing your mind. So that's all for today, my friends. I just wanted to talk about using music like medicine and affecting your mood and your mind with music. And that's it. We covered hip-hop and rap, which I think that kind of gets me hyped up, and it's fun for when you're traveling on the road. And some people like to listen to country music, you know, Western music, when they're driving too, and I've done that before. They tell good stories, and it's fun when you're taking a long road trip. And then there's rock music. You have pop rock, heavy metal, alternative rock, like the first ones to start that was like Nirvana, Alice in Chains. I'm sure those are kind of older bands, but Soundgarden is from Seattle. That's kind of stuff that I grew up with. And then we went to jazz music. I like Charlie Parker. He was a sax man. John Coltrane. And then if you want some vocals, listen to Barry White. You can't go wrong with that for romantic jazz music. And where did we leave off? And then finally with the study music, the Baroque music. Let's see, how do you spell Baroque? Let me Google that. That's a hard one. Baroque. Music. Okay, B-A-R-O-Q-U-E. Yeah, so if you Google that, that's great music to listen to while you're studying. All right, my friends, that's 10-minute mark. That's all for today. Music is medicine. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I do English tutoring online, and you're always welcome to book a class. Thank you for listening. I hope your English is improving every day in every way. Have a good one. Peace.